Sophia's father, the owner of the restaurant, made Sophia co-owner some time ago, after she did years of the same work I did. We were both busboys. Though I've never met a female busboy, I always felt weird thinking of girls with the job title of busboys, but apparently it's the official term regardless of gender. And yes, I googled it. Feminists probably go crazy over these kinds of things. During the 19th century, the name of my job position I held at the restaurant was known as omnibus boy, which means a restaurant worker who does all sorts of various jobs in order to benefit the servers by easing their workloads. Within the last century, the term has changed to simply be busboy. After the First World War, however, the term busboy was rarely used at all. The boy part originated as a reference to workers who hold lowly jobs, like cleaning and setting tables. Though the word has no alteration for different genders and ages, busboys during the 19th century were typically positions held by men in their 30s and 40s. Sophia's younger sister, Irene, works at Pegasus, too. She was never a busboy. She mostly handles the finances of the business, payroll to be divided and delivered on time once a week, taking care of bills and whatnot. It was Irene that I gave my information to so that I could officially be registered as an employee. Irene's job in the family business is ideal for her because she is in a wheelchair by no fault of her own. She did not grow up in a wheelchair. When Irene was only 16 years old, she was thrown into a pool by a friend who was trying to pull a prank on her. When she was pushed, she landed on the rough, concrete edge of the pool with her back first. Her vertebrae shattered like glass. At just 16, her spine was broken in several places and she became paralyzed. Today, she sits in the back office, her thin brown hair typically kept up in a neatly made ponytail, and works on the computer desktop. Due to the tight corners and edges throughout the small restaurant, she does not come out in the front often during business hours, likely because the bulk of the wheelchair is hard to maneuver. After Irene put my information in the system, I thanked her and slightly bent forward to shake her hand with mine. When I gripped her hand, I could feel the lack of strength and control of her entire arm. While I prepared to meet a strong, firm shake, her hand lay almost limp in my grasp. Though I was caught off guard, I showed no sign of hesitation. I gave a warm smile of gratitude and walked out of the office to begin my new job as a busboy.